Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD, The Bohunks Play the Little Rascals Music. The Bohunks are a group of musicians from Holland, and we heard the classic Little Rascals theme, Good Old Days. The recording is on the Koch Screen label. I've been accused of being entirely too serious on my radio programs over my 26-year career. But I enjoy a good joke as much as anybody. Just ask me for my favorite 10 banjo jokes. But I have to admit, there has been a lack of humor in many of my programs. Well, we'll rectify all that this week as I present some of my favorite lighthearted and humorous songs. We'll open the program with Trout Fishing in America. They're best known as kids performers, but on their CD, Truth is Stranger Than Fishin', they play music for more elder members of the family. We'll open with a wonderful thought for all those musicians who have to carry those big, heavy bass fiddles around. Here's the day the bass players took over the world from Trout Fishing in America on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The day was very subtle, yeah, everything was low-key. The sky, it was so overcast that you could barely see. And everything slowed down to a slower frequency. The day the bass players took over the world. Well, they came pouring out of symphonies, orchestras and bands. Yeah, and every other kind of combo that was ever known to man. And although it was spontaneous, you'd think it was quite planned. The day the bass players took over the world. Now one day the bass players, they decided to uprise. They were tired of being sad men to all those other guys. So they kidnapped the horn section. They put drugs in the drummer's drink. And they tied up all the guitar players with their big old flat wound strings. And on that day the world, it was finally set free. Yeah, all the creatures, they hung out together and interacted fretlessly. And the air began to vibrate with such a deep tonality. The day the bass players took over the world.
Way back last century, I joined America Online. Had to come up with a password, something uniquely mine. I picked the word lightning, I have no idea why. Lightning's gonna be my password until the day I die. Then I opened an account with Amazon. They wanted a password too. So again I picked the word lightning. That was a logical thing to do. Then I joined Facebook. They said a single word was not sufficient. They want both the letters and numbers to be safe and efficient. So I added the number 52 to my word lightning. Lightning 52 is my Facebook password, my online skill. skills are heightening. But then I read it's dangerous to use the same password everywhere. So I thought, okay, what's easy to remember? And a company's lightning up in the air. Thunder! That'll be my new password as I download iTunes. But they also want a number, so Thunder 1 is what I picked that afternoon. Then I joined satellite radio, another password to create. What goes with lightning and thunder? Hail! That'll work just great. But they said, no, hail is too short a word. But hailstones, that works fine. I've already come a long way from lightning and obsolete America Online. Then I joined Gmail. Lightning, thunder, hailstones, Twister. But they tell me that's a weak password, so I consult my little sister. Now when you have computer trouble, you can't go to anybody older and wiser, because there is nobody older and wiser. So my little sister said, how about the word hurricane, but add a number to make it secure. So Hurricane 53 kept the bad guys from my digital door. So far so good, till the day Facebook let me know somebody hacked into my account. My old password has gotta go. Oh no! Lightning 52 became Lightning 53, but only for a couple of weeks. 'Cause then my account got hacked again, and my password needed tweaks. But Lightning 54 was rejected. They said it was way too close to Lightning 53. So I made a bold choice. Humidity 9, that's the new password for me. Now everything was A-OK until the day I let a friend use my laptop. She did something to my AOL account that brought it to a screeching stop. They said she emailed way too many people, so my account got junked. I could reopen it in 24 hours, but my password was now defunct. So AOL gave me a new password, my zip code, and my initials. But they said if I didn't like it, I could change it back to something more creative and less official. Well, I tried changing it back to lightning, but they said, nope, gotta pick another word. So for whatever reason at that particular moment in time, Typhoon 56 is what I prefer. Lightning, Lightning 52, Thunder 1, okay. Hailstones, Hurricane 53, can be safe and secure, da-da. Lightning 53, Lightning 54. I'm starting to get confused. What is that? Password for Humidity 9, CL10025. I think I'm starting to overload my brain's external drive. Typhoon 56, I don't remember what that does. If only I could go back to the time when lightning was the only password I had to remember, the only password to memorize, the only password to open sesame, everything under digital skies. For the days of the single, simple password are ancient history. I'm gonna change my password too. I'm an old idiot. 1, 2, 3.
Well, I got an email from you, darling. Said you sent me a file. It was a full-length picture, JPEG format, but I never got to see you smile. I thought of what you might be wearing. Just then my server software froze. I tried rebooting, tried compression, but it would not open past your nose. My color screen won't even function. It's one big solid field of blue. My hard drive went soft, my application called, and I'm running out of memory for you. Thank you. my workplace. Just a thinking of the good times that we had. I was dumping data to a zip drive. I was stroking all your mouse pad. I went down to my computer center just to buy me a megabyte of RAM. And then I hurried on back to my workplace. I had my memory module in my hand. I opened up my PC casing and thought I knew just what I'd do. But it was all for naught. There were no expansion slots, and I'm running out of memory for you. My color screen won't even function. It's one big solid field of blue. My hard drive went soft, my application coughed, and I'm running out of memory for you.
One morning while reading the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listing of automobiles. I read in suspicious amusement what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 83 model, 65 bucks. Now I was used to my newspaper's typos, still I called up that number straightway. About that 83 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been some mistake in the paper, they've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. Her address was in a part of the city where I'd ventured just one time or two, where doctors, bank presidents, and lawyers are residents, and houses are massive and new. As I turned up the half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, just $65 away. Now the interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8, gull wingspan doors, first four on the floor, and the 8-channel tape tech was great. There was chrome on the fenders, an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV. It was boggling to me that for 65 bucks this was mine. I expected that this woman was crazy to sell off this car at that price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. But she was charming, really quite nice. And she smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just gotta know why you've let this thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. Says she, I'll be 60 come Tuesday, and I've lived here with my husband Earl. Well, after 30 years wed, and without a word said, he left me for a young teenage girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he couldn't get far. Last night from Florida he sent a wire to me, said, I need money, dear. Sell the car.
I remember the first time I heard that tune, I sat all the way through it to get to the punchline. The Red Corvette from John McCutcheon, from his collection called Water from Another Time on Rounder Records. We're listening to Funny Songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Before that, Running Out of Memory from Tim O'Brien and his recording Cornbread Nation. And he wrote that with a whole bunch of folks, including his son Jackson, who probably told him a little of the terminology. That's from Cornbread Nation from Tim O'Brien on Howdy Skies Sugar Hill Records. And Christine Lavin, before that, from her newest, If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy, is the name of the recording, which is pretty good advice. We heard Remembering My Passwords from Christine Lavin. And before that, we heard from Trout Fishing in America from their recording, Truth is Stranger Than Fishing. And we heard The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World. We are listening to Humorous Songs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we'll lead off this next set with Mike Seeger and the Old Fish Song on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Now, buddy, get up and come here to your pap. I'll tell you a story, climb up in my lap. 'Tis better than the story of Daniel or Ruth. Although it is fishy, it's every bit true. Now listen right good while I tell you this tale. How Jonah the prophet got caught by a whale. That whale caught poor Jonah, and bless your dear soul, it not only caught him, it swallowed him whole. Now part of the story is awfully sad. 'Tis about a great city that went to the bad. The Lord saw them people with such wicked ways. He says, I can't stand them but 40 more days. So he spoke to old Jonah, then said, go and try to the wicked old city and tell him that I give them 40 days more to get humbled down. And if they don't do it, I'll tear up the town. When he heard the Lord speaking, old Jonah said, no, I'm a true Archel Baptist, and so I won't go. The Nineveh people are nothing to me, and them I won't give for a nickel, you see. So he went down to Joppa, 'twas there in great haste, that he boarded a ship for a different place. The Lord looked down at him and said he, old Jonah's a-fixin' the runoff on me. So he set the wind a-blowin' with its squeaks and its squeals. The sea then got rowdy and kicked up its heels. Poor Jonah confessed it was caused by his sins. So the crew threw him out and the whale took him in. Well, the whale said to old Jonah, old fella, don't fret. I'm set here to take you in out of the wet. So he opened his mouth and poor Jonah went in. You're gonna get punished right much for your sin. What a funny sight, bud, that ever was seen. When Jonah rode off in his new submarine, the Nineveh people did not repent, for the message of warning to them was missent. On a bed of green seaweed that whale tried to rest. He said, now I'll sleep while my food'll digest. But he grew mighty restless and sore afraid, for he rumbled inside as the old prophet prayed. Now you see how God's letter to Nineveh lay, in a dead letter office for three nights and days. The old prophet shut in as tight as a lock, but all things will be opened as sure as you knock. The third day the old fish arose from his bed, with his stomach tore up and a pain in his head. He said, I must get to the hour mighty quick, this filthy old sinner's a-making me sick. So he winked his big eyes and he wiggled his tail. Set out for the shore to deliver his mail. He came near the shore and he looked all around and vomited Jonah clear out on the ground. Old Jonah thanked God for his mercy and grace. Then turning to the whale and then he made a face. He said, after 3 days and nights you have found a good man, old sucker, you can keep down. The old prophet stretched up with a yawn and a sigh, sat down in the sun for his clothing to dry. He thought how much better his preaching would be since from a Wales seminary he'd had a degree. Having rested himself and dried well in the sun, set out for Nineveh almost in a run. He said, I must hurry and try not to sin. I'm sure I don't want to be swallowed again. He arrived at the city about a week late, and he preached from the time that he entered the gate. And the whole population repented and prayed, and the great hand of justice at length it was stayed. When you disobey, Mammy, remember this tale. When you run off from home, just look out for a whale. There's varmints to get you on sea and on land, and a boy can be swallowed lots easier than a man.
Just as fond of beauty as anyone can be, the rosy cheeks and pearly teeth I dearly love to see. I know one that has them except me and you. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, yes, and won't I spend her money any to sin. I'm as happy as a flower that sips the falling dew, for I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. Takes me out a riding whenever I come down. She owns the finest Cadillac and Buick in the town. She tells me that she loves me, oh listen wouldn't you. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, yes, and won't I spend her money. I'm as happy as a flower that sips at falling dew, for I know a little girlie and she's got the money too. I ask her the question if she would be my bride. She says, you are the sweetest boy that ever lived or died. I told her that I meant it, she said she did too. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, oh Lord, and won't I spend her money. I'm as happy as a flower that sips at falling dew, for I know a little girlie and she's got the money too.
Home. ball fill the station, a million head or more. George used his elbows and his knees until he reached the door. But when he reached those portals, he could not take the gaff. The conductor shut the door on him and cut poor George in half. The train pulled out of Times Square. The Swift is on the line. It carried poor George's head along, but it left his body behind. Poor George, he died a hero's death. His martyrdom's plain to see. And the very last words that George, he said, were "Screw the IRT." So when you ride the IRT and you approach Times Square, incline your head a few degrees and say a silent prayer. For his body lies between the ties amidst the dust and dew, and his head it rides the IRT to Flatbush Avenue.
I had a dream last night. It filled me with delight. I dreamed that hens and roosters rode on trees. It was on a great big ranch. On every hen tree branch, the eggs was just as thick as bumblebees. I stepped out in the yard and shook one tree right hard, and about 100 fowl come a-tumbling down. Just as soon as they had died, I had them quickly fried, with the gravy oozing out all nice and was under the chicken tree, under the big fricassee. The eggs was dropping from every blossom. I lost all my taste for the meat they call a possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing looks like chickens, feathers and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken tree. They call a possum. Cows, hogs, every little thing looks like chickens, feathers and wings. Eggs was dropping, wings was flopping under the chicken.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1525. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD, The Bohunks Play the Little Rascals Music. And we heard a tune called Bells, which was frequently used in Laurel and Hardy's movies, especially one called Another Fine Mess. That's on Koch Screen Records from The Bohunks. And before that, one of my favorite humorous tunes, as we are listening to humorous tunes this week, is Under the Chicken Tree from Susie Thompson and Del Rey and their recording Hen Party on Hobemian Records. And before that, we heard from Dave Van Ronk and a rewrite of the old Carter Family tune Engine 143 by Lawrence Block. And he was a mystery writer of the time. And we heard Georgie on the IRT. That's from Dave Van Ronk's The Folkways Years, 1959 to 61, on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, we went way back with Uncle Dave Macon and an old vaudeville song called She's Got the Money Too. His mom owned a hotel in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and many performers who were passing through and playing in tent shows and vaudeville shows would stay there, and he learned a lot of his music from those folks. That's from the recording Travelin' Down the Road on County Records. And we let off that set with Mike Seeger from the New Lost City Ramblers collection, The Early Years, 1958 to 1962, and a humorous version of Jonah and the Whale called The Old Fish Song. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Well, you can't do a humorous songs program without including Arlo. Here's Arlo recorded live at the Bitter End way back in the late 60s and the Motorcycle Song on the Sing Out radio magazine.
I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Late last night, the other day, I thought I'd go up and see Ray. So I went up and I saw Ray. There was only one thing Ray could say was, I don't want a tickle, just want to ride my motorcycle. And I don't want a pickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I just want to ride my motorcycle. Everybody here ought to sing tonight. you don't have to sing. And if you're new here and you don't know the words, I would even rather that you didn't sing. But it's not one of those difficult songs. Quite simply, it goes, I don't want a pickle, just want to ride my motorcycle. And anything that rhymes after that is groovy, so you don't have too much to sweat tonight. We'll try it now. Four-part harmony. Here it is. I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. That was great. It wasn't as enthusiastic as it should have been, though. Because of that lack of enthusiasm, I'm gonna have to tell you about how I wrote the song. And maybe you'll get more enthusiastic about it. Maybe you won't. It was about the time that I was riding my motorcycle, going down a mountain road at 150 miles an hour, playing my guitar. On one side of the mountain road, there was a mountain. And on the other side, there was nothing. There was a cliff in the air. You know, when you're going down a mountain road at 150 miles an hour, you gotta be very careful. Especially if you're playing a guitar. Especially if that guitar is an acoustic guitar. Because if it's an acoustic guitar, the wind pressure is greater on the box side than on the neck side. Because there's more guitar on the box side. I wasn't paying attention. Luckily, I didn't go into the mountain. I went over the cliff. I was going at 150 miles an hour sideways and 500 feet down at the same time. I knew it was the end. I looked down, I said, wow, some trip. I thought it, I knew it was my last trip. And in my last remaining seconds in the world, I decided to write one last farewell song to the world. I put a new ink cartridge in my pen. Took out a piece of paper. I sat back and I thought a while. Then I started writing. I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle. I don't want to tickle, I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride my motorcycle. I knew that it wasn't the best song I ever wrote. But I didn't have time to change it. I was coming down mighty fast. But as you all know, and as fate would have it, I didn't die. I landed on the top of a police car, and he died. I drove away on the road that he was on. I came into town at a screaming 175 miles an hour, playing the motorcycle song. I came into town and jumped off my bike. The bike went around the corner by itself, went up on the stand by itself, turned itself off. I walked over to my friend. He was standing there eating pickles. I said, hi, what's happening? He looked at me in the eye and said, nothing. You gotta sing it with that kind of enthusiasm. Like you just squashed a cop. I don't want to go, I'd rather ride on a motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle.
This tune was written by Gower Champion, ladies and gentlemen. You probably think it's easy being up here singing and everything and playing. It's not. It's not easy. Thank you.
Thoughts of you, I recreate the scene. Time we met, I can't forget, I mean.
I stretch my brain to recall
all the things we've done together since the golden day. Making hay so as not to waste away.
Like the time we climbed the mountain just to see the moon.
Fujiyama and the Rockies, what a land landing soon. That love would get my child in some amount of time. Past the stars so far it wouldn't stop.
Here's what it is, lying on the white sand of some beach at Waikiki.
Just to do the hula, you and me.
I remember the trip to Spain was so insane. We could hardly watch the bull.
Luckily the ring that day was full.
Just as full as my heart felt the day you became mine. Taking memories would soon melt. Grab ourselves a shelter of time.
As we sped around the world to see what we could see. But I saw you and you saw me mostly. But I saw you and you saw me mostly. But I saw you and you saw me mostly.
I saw you and you saw me mostly.
But I saw you and you saw me mostly.
Thank you. I woke up this morning, I didn't feel that bad. Last night was definitely not one of the worst I'd ever had. Ate a nice dinner and I drank a few drinks. I didn't miss you, baby, no matter what you think. Went back to my hotel room, I went straight to bed. Didn't moan, didn't cry, and I did not wish I was dead. I'm all right. Hey, I'm all right. Yes, I'm all right, baby, yes, I'm all right without you. It's the happy blues. I woke up this morning, I didn't have the blues. So I pulled on my tube socks, I laced up my running shoes. Went up to the reservoir to jog a mile or two. I didn't think about our love, and I wasn't missing you. Went back in my hotel room, I took a few phone calls. Clean sheets on a made-up bed and artwork on the walls. I'm fine, thank you very much. Yes, I'm all right, baby, yes, I'm all right without you. One chord, ladies and gentlemen. I woke up this afternoon and I sat up in the bed. There was a gnawing in my gut and a pounding in my head. So I went into the bathroom to the medicine chest. There was razor blades and sleeping pills and all the rest. But I was in control, baby, I was so relaxed. I found myself my dental floss, my favorite kind, unwaxed. Hey, I'm all right, I got the floss, baby. Yes, I'm all right, baby, yes, I'm all right without you.
We're listening to humorous songs on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine, and sometimes it's best to hear those tunes performed live. We just heard Loudon Wainwright III from his recording Career Moves and I'm All Right, recorded live at the Bottom Line in January of 1993. That's on Charisma Records. And before that, from back in 1971, we heard Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from Where's the Money and Shorty Falls in Love. And we let off that set with Arlo from his second album, I think it was, simply entitled Arlo, recorded live at the Bitter End Cafe in New York City, and the Motorcycle Song. It's originally on Warner Brothers, but was reissued on Rising Sun Records. We're going to lead off this last set with a tune I always play during fundraising time at my local NPR station where I've got a show. Here's Steve James from Short Blue Stories and Folk Radio on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I had a good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I woke up late on Saturday morning. I turned on folk radio. DJ has such a soft voice. You can't tell folk radio. DJ has such a soft voice. While all the other DJs yell and scream and make a lot of noise, you hear bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun band. You hear bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun bands. And folk singers who write lyrics this poor boy can't understand. Now these folk singers come to my town. They drive tiny fuel-efficient cars. Hey, folk singers come to my town, driving tiny fuel-efficient cars. Ah, they got stickers on their bumpers, peak limiters on their guitars. I say that's all right, that's all right. Folk singers sing on. That's all right, that's all right. Folk singers sing on. I sing that one about the sunrise, that's 15 verses long. Folk singers live up in the mountains. I'm down here in the low down low. Our folk singers live in the mountains. I'm down here in the low down low. I get up early Saturday morning to turn on folk radio. I get up Saturday morning, I turn on folk radio.
There was this king nodding in his garden all alone when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean, then show the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll need to play it crafty so that no one will suspect me. I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So, for all except Horatio, and he trusts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the boy, he kids on, he's round the bend, and because he's not yet willing for obligatory killing, he tries to make his uncle think he's tuppence off the shilling. He takes a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, he tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Denmark's bloody bile. Then a troupe of traveling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting barmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. He wonders if the ghost's a fake, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and him could watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gave his dad the dose, the only trouble being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mother her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claude takes out a contract with the English king as hitman. So when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his dad's killed in the bedroom of the heiress, he came racing back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris, and Ophelia, with her dad killed by the man she wished to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, no messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him all men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost his cool, he was demanding retribution. The king says, "Keep your head and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. And to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed up a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, because he got stabbed himself and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "I think this king's a baddie through and through. Well, incestuous, murderous, damned Dane," he said to be precise, then made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice, because he stabbed him with the sword and forced the wine between his lips, and then he said, "The rest is silence," and he cashed in all his chips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter. Then fort and brass knee-deep in Danes lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Could you follow it? That was Hamlet in the words of Adam McNaughton of Glasgow, Scotland, sung by Michael Cooney from his recording Together Again. I have a friend in the Lehigh Valley who loves to sing that song at performances, and it just brings down the house. Hamlet from Michael Cooney. That's on Cove Haven Records. And before that, we heard from Short Blue Stories from Steve James and his tune called Folk Radio, all about all of us who have low voices and we all drive energy-efficient cars. Hobemian Records from Short Blue Stories from Steve James. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program, Just for Laughs, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I have a lot more to play. Maybe we'll do it again this year before the year is out. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1525.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over.